People are being warned to take extreme care on East Devon's cliff path after a massive landslide claimed the life of a holidaymaker in Dorset. 22-year-old Charlotte Blackman from Derbyshire died in the 400-tonne rockfall at Burton Bradstock near Bridport. Within the last hour, East Devon District Council has issued a warning saying people need to be very careful when walking or sunbathing and must obey signs. It says there have been a number of cliff falls in recent weeks, including a 15,000-tonne rockfall at Axmouth Harbour. The warning from East Devon comes as whole stretches of Dorset's clifftop coast path have been closed. Beaches there, backed by cliffs, have also been shut. But Devon County Council says currently it has no plans to close any coastal footpaths in its area. The BBC's Louise Hubble has been at the scene of the landslide at Burton Bradstock today.
The mood here in the caravan park is one of shock, people deeply saddened by what has happened, and the fact that this happened in just a split second without warning has shocked many people here.
A team from the British Geological Survey's landslide response team has been at the scene today. Its manager, Dr. Helen Reeves, joins us live now on BBC Radio Devon. First of all, Dr. Reeves, what have your teams been doing today?
Well, they arrived on site around about lunchtime, and they've been talking to the local police and the local county council, particularly Mr. Edmonds from Dorset County Council. He's their geologist, to make sure that the area is safe and they're not interrupting any of the activities that they're involved with.
And do we know if they've been able to establish whether the rest of the coast, as it were, that section, is stable or not?
Well, at the moment, they're currently using a bit of technology known as a terrestrial laser scanner to take and capture the landslide event. So we have data and information about it, and doing a visual inspection of the site at the moment. So they're just ongoing with that at the moment.
And when are they going to be able to come up with some sort of concrete decisions, as it were?
We're hoping that certainly later on tomorrow that we'll have some of the first assessments and first observations from that first study.
Now, this landfall happened on the Jurassic Coast, which runs into Devon. Can you advise us how stable or otherwise Devon's cliffs are likely to be? Is it possible to say?
It's very, very difficult to say that. Any cliff face is inherently unstable, especially when it's at the coast. One of the key processes that causes the instability of these cliffs is the coastal erosion. And that happens right the way around the coast of the UK, not just only in Devon. So it's very difficult to isolate specific areas. Where there's a cliff and where there's height, there's always the possible potential for a failure to happen, particularly when you've got an eroding coastline. Usually these events are more common in winter, and certainly in the past, from the evidence we have from previous events up in Cumbria, Whitehaven, the last event where sadly there was a fatality, happened on the 1st of January 2007. So these events certainly are unusual.
Thank you for joining us with the update. That's Dr. Helen Reeves then from the British Geological Survey's landslide response team.